Support by Denali National Park. Enjoy the views along the way and keep your eyes open for moose, bears, caribou, and 130 different bird species in the park's natural wilderness area. Exploring your home state is the COVID-safe way to enjoy the summer.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The United Houma Nation in Louisiana is continuing to seek resources and provide assistance to its citizens to recover from Hurricane Ida. Ida devastated the tribe, destroying homes, people suffered injuries, and there were also fatalities. Tribal officials are working with multiple partners to help people with food, water, toiletries, items for babies and seniors, cleanup supplies, and PPE. The United Houma Nation, a state-recognized tribe, has more than 19,000 tribal citizens. Many live in six parishes along the Gulf Coast. Chief August Krappel says being a state-recognized tribe poses many challenges.
We're the largest state tribe in Louisiana, but we have no state privileges. We have to wait in line just like every other entity here in the state of Louisiana to get resources and help and stuff. And that's one of the reasons, I continue going to Washington and fight for federal recognition for our people. Our people didn't get to go to school down here in Terrebonne and Lafourche Parish until the 1960s because we were natives. And like I tell them when I go up there, we were too native to go in your public buildings, your public schools. Now we have to prove how native we are to get federal recognized. But we have so much resources. If we were federal recognized, we'd have people jumping through hoops to come down here and help us.
Krappel says he'll continue to fight for federal recognition to help find resources. The tribe's dealing with a lack of cell phone service and electricity issues. It's working to get a mobile Wi-Fi unit to provide its citizens with updates and information and text alerts. For the first time, an Indigenous doctor will become the head of the Canadian Medical Association. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, Alika LaFontaine is a successful doctor who was once told he would not graduate from high school.
Dr. LaFontaine says he's excited about his new job as president-elect of the CMA. LaFontaine was born in southern Saskatchewan, but his was not an easy childhood. He suffered with a stutter and was labeled developmentally delayed. He was told by the school administrator that he would never graduate high school. He says the experience helped him, and he was determined at that moment to succeed. He was homeschooled and played in the family band. His nomination to the CMA was announced earlier this year, and the organization focused on his achievements, which included co-leading the Indigenous Health Alliance, which involved 150 First Nations as well as several national health organizations. LaFontaine says disparities in health care for Native and non-Native people have been around for a long time.
One of the things that COVID's given the opportunity to everyone is to understand the good things that happen within the healthcare system and the negative. COVID's really magnified both of those things. And so there are things that we are doing well when it comes to Indigenous health and that we keep on doing better. But as far as outcomes, we still have quite a bit of ways to go.
LaFontaine's nomination was recently ratified, and he is now officially the president-elect of the CMA. He will begin as president in August of next year. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
The Interior Department announced Thursday it's requiring COVID-19 vaccinations for staff at Bureau of Indian Education schools. A secretarial order requires educators at all BIE-operated elementary schools, secondary schools, and off-reservation boarding schools to receive either the single-dose J&J vaccine or both doses of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine no later than October 15th. According to the Interior Department, this requirement will help with the safety of American Indian and Alaska Native students. The Interior Department is the latest agency with the Biden administration to implement vaccine requirements for its workforce. Health and Human Services, Veterans Affairs, and the Defense Departments recently announced plans to require COVID-19 vaccinations for workers. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Sanosky Chambers Law Firm, championing tribal sovereignty and defending Native American rights since 1976, with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska. Support for law and justice-related programming provided by Hobbs, Strauss, Dean & Walker, a national law firm dedicated to promoting and defending tribal rights for nearly 40 years. More information available at HobbsStrauss.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.